This is Lance Ambleton in Dorset, reporting live from the apocalypse, where the battle is in full swing. Let's get the inside story from this wounded soldier from the forces of darkness. You appear to be mortally wounded?
Yes, I'm a little disappointed. I'd hoped to last a bit longer, really.
Perhaps you could describe the atmosphere here for our listeners.
Well, if I'm honest, I thought there would be more fire and brimstone. Sarge blames these new EEC regulations. Smokeless fuel, blah blah blah. But saying that, they've got an impressive fiery lake going over by base camp.
A fiery lake?
Oh, gotta have a fiery lake. If we lose, we get thrown in there. If we win, it's all back to the Dark Lords to celebrate.
Yes. Remind me, where does he live again?
To the bowels of fiery hell.
We're an hour into the apocalypse and I've made my way to the Earth King's headquarters. It looks as if he's just about to receive a status update from his admiral.
Ah, Admiral Butterfly. What news from the front line?
Overall, it's good news, Your Majesty. Our boys are steadily pushing forwards. We have laid siege to the Dark Lord's armory. Well, any luck, we'll be there by lunchtime.
Good show, good show.
On the downside, light infantry have been struck down by an outbreak of pox, and we suffered heavy casualties in an ambush by the Portaloos.
Nature boy! Can you please get that clucking chicken out of here? Where did it come from?
It's a refugee, Your Majesty.
Well, go and put it in the tea tent.
I live to serve thee, most magnificent one.
God help us.
Stretch him. Stretch him until he is 10 feet tall.
My lord. I found this Earth Clipper spy outside.
Good work, Pusstrip. Isn't he that journalist?
Yes, Lance Ambleton. Let me go. I was hoping to get a few words from you.
Very well. It's okay, Pusstrip. Release him. You'll have to be quick. I'm extremely busy today.
I was hoping to clarify a couple of things with you.
Of course. Walk with me and we will survey the glorious battle from the crest of the hill.
Let me get this straight. You attack, and then God appears, kills your minions, and stops you, right?
No, we attack and win!
But the book says God wins.
What book?
The Bible.
It also says that a fit bird was seduced by a snake!
Oh, 6 hours later, and the majority of the army have gone home or possibly down the pub. Unfortunately, there's still everything to fight for. The Earth King and the Dark Lord are battling out for ultimate victory.
I shall never be defeated, you abomination!
You grow weaker with each blow from my unrelenting sword!
It looks like we could be here for some... But wait! The Earth King has fallen over a chicken!
Aha! And with that, Earth King, die!
Nature Boy! No! Nature Boy, what have you done? You foolish, foolish boy!
It is an honor to sacrifice myself for you, Your Majesty.
You brave, foolish boy!
It's cold. So cold.
Adieu!
Oh, please! Touching as this is.
Oh, Nature Boy, you were the sweetest, most loyal of all my soldiers.
Okay, look, it's getting dark. We're both very tired and hungry. How about we call it a draw?
I accept your surrender.
Who said anything about surrendering?
Oh, well, okay then. A draw it is. I suppose we do have an early start in the morning.
You've got to admit, I nearly had you there for a moment.
Well, there you have it. It's been an un-